You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
At the time that he was taken to be killed, so then he was reciting Shema. So here's the students. So obviously, they're very puzzled. How could he recite Shema at this time? At the time that, you know, they're throwing 300 arrows to his body. So how he's able to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. So his response was that all his life he was waiting for this moment to be able to say Shema. So what does that mean? So he says Shema twice a day and also before he goes to sleep. So what did he mean? That all his life he was waiting to recite Shema. Well, what did Rabbi Akiva Alav Shalom mean? Chazuk Baruch. Right, but at the time that he recited Shema, he didn't have his mind to give his life for Hashem. Right, yes. So what does that mean? So
that means physically was happy.
And he was happy. So his response was that all his life he was waiting for this moment.
Yes.
So that means that every time that he says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Echad, it was not in practicality. So now, so he was waiting when time would come, because it says, "V'afta et Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha v'chol nafshecha v'chol me'odecha." So that means that the command is, at the time that he takes your life, your money, so then you'll be able to still love him. So Rabbi Akiva, every time that he recited Shema, he was waiting that when would it be that I'd be able to
fulfill
this mitzvah. Yeah, Chazak Baruch. Yeah. So now here, the point is that when the Torah Hashem is commanding us that you have to love Hashem with all your heart. Now, so how do you say heart in Hebrew term?
Lev.
So it says all your heart, how do you say it in Hebrew? No, your heart. Bechol libecha. Libecha. So when it says Bechol Levavecha, so what does Levavecha mean?
Your hearts.
How many hearts we have?
Two.
Two? We have two? Two? We have two?
Two sides.
Two sides. Ah, Chazak Baruch. So what does that mean, two sides? And we have the side that is good and the side that is not good. So now it says Bechol Levavecha. So that means we have to love Hashem?
Both.
And that means? You're telling me. I'm just following you.
That means they get united.
They get united?
Yeah.
How would they get united?
When they both of them love Hashem.
It's up to us to make them united?
Yeah.
Yeah? Uh-huh. So how do you make it united? So what's the message of each side? So now, like in this case, Rabbi Akiva, so the good side, what is he saying? Give your life or not?
Yeah.
Happy that you give your life or not? You'll be happy?
Yeah, he was happy, yes.
No. What's the message? He says, You did a great thing. You're a tzaddik. You gave your life as a Jew. So you need a kiddush Hashem, right? What is the other side saying?
You served Hashem
to that. He says, you know, see, after all these years, that what you did, you know, how you helped Am Yisrael, how much Torah you gave, see what happened to you. See, is it worth it? Is it worth it?
I don't think
you
could say that.
Who?
No?
No. So what were we going to say? He's going to clap for him? What can you say? Yeah? So what's the difference between the good side and not the good side?
Every day in life, it has the good side and the bad side. You have to fight it.
No. I'm trying to say it in English now. The side that is not good, what is he saying? So again, so he's going
to
say, you know, you wasted your time. See what happened to you. You know, the Hashem doesn't like you. You know, you made a mistake. You know, you wasted your time. You know, see what you got. What the point, you know, it's, you crashed, you know. So now, back to our original question. So he says that you have to love Hashem b'chol levavecha. So, what are you going to do now? How are you going to handle this, Michael?
Just don't listen to the other side,
that's it. Side?
Don't listen to the other side.
Don't listen? No. You're able to not listen?
You can't have it.
Habit? But what do you mean? No, it's there. It's not. I don't make a choice. It's there.
You have to
like I say, in the morning, you know, all of a sudden, you hear something that. What is that? Your alarm clock.
Yes.
So what are you going to tell him?
Tell it out.
Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah, why are you making noise? Huh?
Yes.
So which sign is talking to the alarm clock? The good sign or not good sign?
Not good sign.
No. Not good sign. So now, then it's like a first round, second round, you know, third round, you know, he's...
And then you get up. And the third round or second round and then first round, you get up and you don't listen.
When you get up, when, you know, mincha time, you know, yes, you get up. But the point here it says, you have to love Hashem bechol levavecha.
That means your love of Hashem is more stronger than anything.
It is?
Yes, if you work on it, it is.
Well, and you know, to be able to work on it, so that's, you know.
It's time, but it works. No. Little by little, it works.
Yeah, you know. You attain a diploma, you know, it takes time, you know, to be graduated in tasks that to be able to, you know, handle both. It's not an easy task. So now here, when it says, "V'avta Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha," so now here we have competition here. So there's a good side, another good side. Let's go to Mincha. No, they don't have another coffee. You know, they drink a tea. You know, let's watch some movie. You know, customer. You know, I can get a little customer to come to Mincha. You know, so. Doesn't let you.
To use the bad things, the negative side. There is some negative
thing that you can use for good. Yeah. So we have an example that we see Yaakov Avinu Shalom when he sent a message to his tzaddik brother. What's his name?
Esav.
He says, "Im Lavan Garti." So Rashi Kedush, no, directs us, you know, what exactly he meant. So, Yaakov Inam Shalom sent a message to Esau and says, Im Lavan Garti Velo Lamati Mimasa. So here he tells him, you know, when I lived with our uncle, I kept 630 mitzvot. It's Garti, it's the same thing as Taryag. Velo Lamati Mimasa. So that's obvious. If you kept 630 mitzvot, so that means you will stay tzaddik. So what are you telling him? I lived with Laban, I kept 630 mitzvot, but I didn't learn anything from him. I didn't pick up anything from him. No, that goes without saying. If you kept 630 mitzvot, so that means you didn't follow his path. So here, the Alim Musan teaching us a very, very important lesson. And that is, actually, Yaakov Shalom is repenting. He's doing teshuvah. He's regretting. He says, you know, I was able to learn from Lavan, but I didn't. How tricky he was, how sneaky he was, how swift he was. How kalak he was. I could have used all of these for Avodat Hashem. But I didn't. I couldn't. And I missed out. So he's regretting. He says, I kept 613 mitzvot. Velo lamati mimasav. I should have learned from Laban. But I didn't. So now here, Rashi HaKadosh says very interesting thing. He says, "Behold, lebavecha." That means, "Lo yehi libecha chaluk al ribono sheolam." What does that mean? In life, any step that we take, then we have some type of doubts, and then when we do it, then we say, "Should have done it, huh?" Very soon, after Minha, what do we do after Minha?
We do Arvid.
We do Arvid, Chazak Baruch. And then we have Birkat Shema and Hashkiven, who said, we have a request. V'haser hasatam mi lefanenu o ma'aharenu. What does it mean? Says, some people, they're not aware that the Satan knows judo and also karate. Yeah. You know, karate is Hebrew. Karet. Use as a karate. So here we have a request that the Hasel has Satan midefanenu umacharenu, from front and back. What does it mean? So what is this pattern? It comes and tells you why you want to do it. Are you tzaddik? What happened all of a sudden? How do you know it's the right thing to do? You know, if you do it, you know how people are going to think about you? You know what they're going to say about you? Say, you become a rabbi. Well, why are you doing these things to yourself? So then, you know, you say, forget it, you know, go away. And then you do it. And then you know what it's going to do? It's going to come and say, okay. Barakallah. It's a good arrow. You did it. So what did you gain? What happened? Huh? Did you gain anything? See, batarsho. It came worse. See, it came worse. So now here we say, "Haser hasatam milefanenu umaharenu," because it comes place with your head. You say it's not worth it. And then when you do it, it says, "What did you gain?" So now here, that's why the sign of the loving Hashem here is, שלא יהיה ליבך חלום על ריבונו של עולם. Don't let these inner destructive voice, חס ושלום, prevent you as love of Hashem. אז בעצם we see רבי יריב עליו ושלום, at a time that was taken as a הריגה to kill him. And he was one of the 10th הרוגי מלכות. At that time, he started saying, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He says, Kibbutz Harav, At this moment, you're saying Shema. Said, all my life I was waiting to be able to fulfill this mitzvah. I just said it in Shema Yisrael, but never I was able to be able to put in practice. You know, we have a halacha, like let's say you want to make a gondi with duck meat. Have you done it?
Not yet.
No? It's too dry? Yeah? But it's, I heard it's very delicious. Yeah. No? So now you have a halacha in your Yoreda Siman Yud Het. It says, like, let's say a duck falls from the roof. It fell down the roof. You say, is it Taref? It's not Taref. Can we do Shechita? What are we going to do? Huh? How do you check it?
Still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. It fell. But you know, it fell. So you have doubt, you know, is it kosher for a gondi or not? What are we going to do now?
No.
The duck?
Yes. Huh? It has a broken leg or something. Okay.
Well, maybe, you know, you cannot really examine it. So now... I'm sorry? Yeah, but here, this is a very technical halakha. So the halakha brings, well, how do you find out? You take the duck and put it on a river. A river. And then if it will be able to go against the stream, that means it's kosher for gondi. But if he's not able to swim against the stream, No, he's alive, he's alive. Yeah. No, if he's dead, there's nothing to talk about. Yeah, no, it's alive. You need a gondi alive, not a dead gondi. So now, if he's able to swim against the stream, so that means he's kosher for?
Gondi.
Yes, it's after the Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavecha. Lo ye libecha chalur al Ribono Shel Olam. So that means the kosher Yehudi, it's only if he's in a condition that can go against the stream. If he gives up and say, ay, what I'm going to do now? What's going to be? It's not a kosher duck. It's not a kosher Yehudi. So that means kosher Yehudi should know that Chas v'Shalom, the other side of the heart, would not make him hopeless, and Chas v'Shalom make him disappointment. And that's what exactly the mitzvah on a daily basis, that is obligation for every Yehudi. The Chas v'Shalom don't enter any doubts. They say, what come? Why happened? Why is it like this? Why I have to go through this? Why are they doing this to me? Chas v'Shalom. So that means that to show the sign of the affection, Allah, Ribono Shel Olam, your heart has to be cement proof. No doubts, minute doubts, that Chas v'Shalom, that you create any sefekot to Ribono Shel Olam. And Ribono Shel Olam, yizakenu, to be a kosher duck.
Amen.
You see, to be able to swim against the stream. And B'zal Hashem Yisrael Yeshua.
Listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.